yield not to temptation, for healing and sin will eat, victory will have you. Help you, the strength that is willing, he's willing to you, will carry you through.
Our subject tonight is rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed not grievous, but for you it is safe. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Why we should rejoice in the Lord always. God has authority as our creator. He reigns, he is the judge, and he is good. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 10, glory ye in his name, let the heart of them and rejoice that seek the Lord. And again in verse 31 through 34, let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nation, the Lord reign. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the tree of the wood sing out and present of the Lord, because he come to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. God give us everything, good things that we need. In Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 7. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hands unto, and your household, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 11. And thou shalt rejoice in everything which the Lord thy God has given unto thee and unto thy house, and thou and thy Levite and the strangers that is among you. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiced in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth enlarged over my enemy because I rejoice in my salvation." James chapter 1 and verse 17. James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is above, from above, and come down from the Father of life, which whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. God delivered the godliness out of temptation. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 11. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout the joy because thou defend them. Let them also that love thy name be rejoiced in them. Psalms chapter 28 and verse 7. Psalms chapter 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Lord know how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reverse the unjust unto the days of judgment to be punished. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And there has no temptation taken you but much as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also made a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Psalms chapter 118 and verse 24. Psalms chapter 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? We can see good and do it on this day. Seeing good only revealed in the scripture. Psalms 119, verse 14. Psalms 119 and verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony as much as in all riches. Psalms 119, verse 97. Psalms 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the days. Psalms 119, verse 111. Psalms 119, verse 111. Thy testimony have I taken in an inheritance forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Psalms 119, verse 162. Psalms 119, verse 162. I rejoice in thy words as one that findeth great spoils. Doing good, doing good. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 24. There is nothing better for man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 13. And also that every man should eat and drink, and every man enjoy the good and all his labor. It is the gift of God. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 15. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Serving others. John chapter 15, verse 11 through 14. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 through 18. Hereby perceive we love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whosoever hath this world good to see his brothers have need and shut up his bowels and companion for him, how dwell the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongues, but in deed and in truth. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 through 19. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 through 19. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and patience and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, that have profession, a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good perfection, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unmovable, until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed only potentate, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the only who only have most immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach, unto whom no man hath seen. Charge them that are rich in the world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gave us riches, all things to enjoy. that they do good, that they be enriched, that they be rich in good work, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Land up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 21. He that begot a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 15 through 16. Proverbs chapter 23, 15 through 16. A son is thy heart, be wise. My heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when my lips speak right things. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. My father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begat a wise child shall have joy of him. The father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 through verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 through verse 12. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the way of thy heart, in the right of thy eye. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee unto judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Again, in that same chapter 12 and verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasures in them. In conclusion, Luke chapter 15 and verse 10, Luke chapter 15 and verse 10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the pleasure of the angel of God over one sinner that repenteth. We can give joy to the Lord by repentance. Luke chapter 10 and verse 20. Luke chapter 10 and verse 10, verse 20. Notwithstanding, rejoice not, that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name are written in heaven. In return, the Lord will give us cause to rejoice, having our name written in heaven. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defile, neither whatsoever work abomination to make a liar, but that which are written in the Lamb book of life. Eternal salvation will only be to those whose name are written in heaven in the Lamb book of life. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 23. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 23, to the assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of the just man made perfect. Only those in the Lord's church have their names written in heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, for by one spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. We are added to the church and have our name written in heaven when we are baptized into Christ.
Like to sing number 514, The Glory Land Way. What better song to finish a lesson about rejoicing? You know, at this time, and it's not this time, it's every second of every day if the opportunity occurs. But to take our time and to think about what Christ has done for us. And if we are not yet following him, have not yet been baptized, the real question is why. And if we have, to make sure that we are following what our Lord would have us to follow. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's his call. And what better reason to rejoice? All our debts have been paid. We just have to accept it. So, if there is anyone with a need tonight, would you, as we stand to sing, this is our invitation song. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. List to the call, the gospel call today. Get in the glory land way. Wanderers, come home.
hasten to obey, for I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Oh, heaven is nearer, the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
Please be seated.
Is there anyone here who needs to partake of the Lord's Supper? Looks like no one. If you will, we'll stand and have our closing prayer. Let us pray. Our loving and merciful Father, which art in heaven, we thank you so much for this time that we've had to come together as your children and hear a portion of your words, our Father. We thank you for those words, and our Father, we pray that we would each learn to rejoice in the things that you've done for us and that you've given us. And we thank you for all things that pertain to life and godliness that you've given us, our Father. And our Father, we pray that we would each use these things right in your sight and grow in those things, our Father, and continue to rejoice on our way, on the pathway that we follow. Our Father, we pray that we would look to Jesus for all the examples that we need to be, and that our hearts would be filled with righteousness as His was and is. And our Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, and we thank you for continually watching over us, and we pray that you would keep your eyes upon us every day, our Father, and that we would rejoice in your sight, and that we would continue to grow in Christ and please you in all things. Our Father, we thank you for each one here. We thank you for each one over this earth that is serving you and growing in Christ and doing those things that are good and right in your sight. And our Father, we thank you so much for giving us Jesus and for Him coming here and showing us the way that we should live. And we thank you for those words that were written down, our Father, many years ago that we can study today and be like Jesus. We ask that you would conform us to His image and transform us in this world by the renewing of our mind. Our Father, we ask that you would bless all those in the announcements and watch over each one. And our Father, may our love for one another grow and our love for you to grow and to be like Jesus. Watch over us this week as we go to our jobs, our Father, our homes, and we pray that you would continue with us, and we know that you will, our Father, as long as we love you and do your will and obey you in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.